It's interesting. The reason I was thinking about it is there's a lot of interest in the question of the older patient, the frail patient, the patient that you might not want to give a taxane to for whatever reason, and whether you can just use trastuzumab without chemotherapy or maybe some type of better tolerated regimen.
You're thinking absolutely the correct way. Talking about trastuzumab alone, certainly in the adjuvant setting, I will be very concerned about that approach because we know based on the 3 studies that have been done of trastuzumab as single agent for patients with HER2-positive metastatic breast cancer, that the response rate range from about 23% to 30%. These are the 2 studies by Jose Baselga, the study by Chuck Vogel. Whereas if we give trastuzumab in combination with chemotherapy, you know, we get responses 60-80%. So in the adjuvant setting, we really need to maximize the therapy for our patients. So if I'm going to submit a patient to a year of trastuzumab, we need to optimize the use of trastuzumab by using some chemotherapy.
Because so I know 85-year-old woman, 90, I mean, there's a number at which you really start to get concerned about chemo. And you would think that maybe some of these women could tolerate trastuzumab. That's something you ever do?
You know, not, because if I think a patient is 90 years old and the patient is going to have a median life expectancy of 2 years, then we need to really think the use of any adjuvant therapy, even trastuzumab. But if I feel the patient has a life expectancy that is beyond 5 years, that's when we should, if we're going to use adjuvant therapy, try to use the best we can. Certainly, there are patients who are frail, so we need to continue modulating the type of chemotherapy we use.
Side note, we just had a case presented at an ASCO GI satellite where we had a bunch of investigators, a doc from the audience, presented a 92-year-old patient in perfectly good health, and the panel said, oh, yeah, give him FOLFOX for stage 3. Well, and, you know, they're not as used to playing with the numbers and adjuvant and what it means. But, I mean, do you think, you know, it sounds like your thoughts in the patient, the late octogenarian and beyond, may be a little different.
Yeah, I mean, we need to think of life expectancy more than just the age of the patient. My father was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer at age 79. And we treated him actually with 5-FU-leucovorin as adjuvant therapy, and this was 5 years ago. He didn't have any toxicity whatsoever of the regimen.
And he wanted it.
That's when he wanted it.
And it worked.
And it worked. I mean, very nicely.
He got through it.
He actually cooked every day after he finished his chemotherapy. So it was great. Great story. And he feels absolutely fine right now.